Adam, we're after legendary, fictitious pubs from movies, TV and books. What have you got for us, Adam?
In the popular culture section, there's the royal family always got the feathers.
The feathers, very good. The royal family's feathers. Bung that down, Alice.
Yes.
Bung that down.
A little
bit further back, the likely lads always went to the fat ox.
Oh, that's such a great one to remember. No, I mean, I don't know how I couldn't have led with that. The fat ox. In the film, they see the fat ox being knocked down.
That's right, yeah.
A wonderful motif. Yes, the fat ox gets knocked down. Little Hutch is always in the fat ox. Yeah, what else have you got?
Well, taking up, somebody mentioned the Oliver Twist in London's Burning. Well, Oliver Twist.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. What is it? What?
The Three Cripples.
The Three Cripples. Now, there's a Dickensian name. Damn our modern sensibilities. You don't get pubs called the Three Cripples no more. You've got the Anti-Galligan by the skin of its teeth.
There used to be the Blind Beggar with the
Blind Beggars, of course. The Blind Beggar. Very good. Very good name for a pub. Because all these willfully obscure ones, they, you know, you see them on the lip and the
Blind Beggar is that...
Broken Radiator.
So it's not literary, though.
It's not. No, no, we drifted off into great names for pubs there. That's all right. But the Three Cripples goes top of the list. That goes absolute top of the list. Thank you very, very much indeed. That's a fantastic...